Hi guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in, and I hope you all have had a phenomenal week so far. Sundays are one of my favorite days, just a nice reset. Mentally, physically, like it's so healing and it's so therapeutic, and I'm so excited to spend a little bit of this Sunday together. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Thank you guys so much for constantly showing up and tuning in to these weekly episodes and just being a part of Simply You. Like, it's so fun that we have a community that we are starting and growing together. Ugh, like, we literally get to just grow up together almost and spend like our 20s and 30s and 40s together. But today I wanted us to talk about social media and really just kind of address it. I know that I've mentioned it before in some of my previous episodes. I think that we can't ignore how big of a presence social media has, and I think that there are so many amazing things that social media can provide for us and give us, especially just in like a marketing point of view and like these small businesses. And it's such a good platform and space to be able to market yourself and really, you know, launch your dream. And, you know, I get to use platforms like these to connect with you guys. But with that too, I think that we have to address also the negative effects and impacts that social media can bring into our lives as well. Specifically with this though, I wanted to touch on today, because I'm probably going to have to honestly make this like a series, because there's so many things I could talk about just relating to social media and all the effects that it gives us. But specifically today, I wanted to get into being afraid of posting. Like, I hear this, see this, I feel this myself on a day-to-day basis. And it's such an insane concept whenever you really think about it and break it down, because there are so many of us who are literally afraid to post on our own personal accounts. And the thing is, we all have amazing ideas. We all have so much to give and provide and kind of show off. We're all so beautiful and have just so many unique things or assets that we can give and portray. And instead of finding beauty in that and wanting to like embrace it to the world, we're so just like afraid of being seen that we just hold it inside. And I mean, yes, I don't think that everything is meant to be out there. I don't think that everything is meant for the world to see, but it's not a bad thing to put yourself out there and let the world see everything that, you know, you have to offer and everything that is about you and makes up you. That just brings me to the question today, like, why are we so afraid to post on our own platforms? I personally think it is just the fear of being seen or perceived. I literally think that like paralyzes us almost to where we can't even like act on it or can't even go for it and see, you know, what might happen, just because that fear and thought of people, you know, seeing maybe more into your day-to-day life or seeing a glimpse into how you see things or how you're viewing the world or how you live or whatever it may be that you want to post about. We're so afraid of what someone might think or say about us that it literally just holds us back. And that's where it literally just makes me question and ask, like, why is that? We are literally letting our future basically be dictated by someone else's opinions of us because we are so afraid of what they might think. And I mean, like, I myself literally catch myself thinking and doing this all the time. I mean, like, still to this day, whenever I'll get ready to post or think about posting, whether it's for Simply You or whether it's on my personal account, I will get so afraid. And I would be like second guessing myself or being like, ugh, like I just think that I look ugly or like my arms look big or like my face looks weird or like my eyes are, you know, whatever it is, like all of these small little things. Or I just see all of these like grand influencers have these like amazing posts or be doing all of these like extravagant things or at these amazing places. And I'll be like, oh, like I feel like my posts don't hit the same and just don't have that, you know, effect. And I mean, like even like on TikTok, it's so hard for me to build up the courage to just post in general because I don't know, it's like I just feel so embarrassed. And it's almost like for me, and I don't know if it's for you all too, but I am almost more afraid or like more embarrassed of people who I know that I'm not necessarily super close with seeing my content and seeing like all of like my posts and things rather than strangers, because I feel like with strangers I don't know them, so I really have nothing to lose. But with people that I know but that I'm not necessarily friends with, I'm just like, ugh, like it just doesn't sit right in my stomach. I'm like, I don't know if I like that. It just makes me like uncomfortable, you know? It literally just makes me uncomfortable, and it makes me just afraid and not want to go for it, to be honest. Those moments where I'm like, ah, I'm not gonna post this, like it's just too embarrassing, like it's cringy, it's this and that, I sit back and I ask myself, I'm like, but what if I do post it? What's to come? And it's crazy because I bet you everything that we all have so much that we can offer and market in this world, but just that fear of being seen and perceived is just holding us back so much. And the thing is too, there's probably gonna be so many other people out there who would hear or see your content, your brand or idea that you have and be like, oh my gosh, like this really fucking helped me. And that's just where reminding yourself that things can be bigger than you. But I mean, like I even see that with like my friends, you know? We will go back and forth with having so many amazing ideas and things that we could be doing or posting or making. And just because I'm thankfully surrounded by so many creative people, like my friends are so talented in so many different ways. They'll just text me with all of these amazing ideas that they have, and I'm like, you should go for this. Like, you should market this. You should be posting this, all of this stuff. And they're like, well, I don't know, like I feel like it's just like not good enough, or it's just cringy, you're not ready. I mean, they're not the only ones. Like I literally do the exact same things back to them, whether it's with this podcast or just like my personal content in general. And I feel like there's so many other people out there who also do the same exact thing. And I'm like, good God, like what are we all waiting for? You know, like we need to just start ripping off the band-aid and just going for it, because one day we are gonna wake up and be 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, 60, 70, and 80. And then at some point, we're not gonna have the opportunity to share our lives the way that we can right now. And that was even one of the things that was holding me back with making this podcast and even just going for it in general, was just that fear of even having to post, right? And that was on my personal, that was even starting like Simply Use socials and platform pages too. And it's crazy to think that the thought of posting and the fear of posting was going to hold me back from creating this community for us. Like, and that's just where too, I mean, it probably took me 3 to 4 months to build up the courage to be like, okay, like I'm just gonna go for it. Like, I'm gonna go 100% into it. It's gonna work. It's gonna be amazing. Just like I was saying, like, I see it with my friends. They'll come to me with either these marketing ideas or content ideas or these pictures or videos, whether it's for me or for themselves or for their personal business that they're starting. And it's like literally these phenomenal ideas. And I'm like, we've got to be capitalizing on these. And I mean, like, we will both be supporting each other and encouraging each other to post them, and just because they are such good ideas. For so long, whether it was myself or whether it was my friends, like we rarely posted just because that fear of being seen, that fear of being made fun of or being judged, or what if they see it or what will they think. And it's just like, who cares? I mean, like, yes, it's scary, do not get me wrong, but at some point you gotta ask yourself, are you gonna let other people's opinions be more important than your goals? Are you gonna let other people's opinions be more important and hold more value to yourself than your ideas, than your passions, right? And that's just where you've got to just have the courage to get over that hump and take that step forward, look past what people are gonna say about you, and really just lock in and focus head down on your passions. I promise you, that is where you're going to see success, and that's where you're going to see all that hard work and all of those hard stepping stones that you had to do throughout the process just pay off. And that also just makes me think about how many people have so much creativity and wisdom, marketing ideas or personal businesses or content ideas, but they are just afraid to put it out there or put themselves out there, put their ideas out there, and like just go for it. Like, I promise you, the world, me, simply you, our community here, like, we want to see it because it's going to be amazing. And like, there is nothing better, there is nothing more exciting that we can experience than a new idea, than a new journey, than a new chapter in someone's lives, right? Especially if they are willing to embrace it and put it out there where we can be a part of it. Like, oh my god, that's so fun. So I just really want us all to have the courage to like put ourselves out there, put our ideas out there, and just go for it. Like, who cares what people think? Like, and we all need and deserve to share those things to the world and it be free of judgment, right? Like, if someone, again, if someone has the courage to put their ideas or put themselves out there, who are you to judge them, right? Like, they have more balls than you. They are going after something that you are not. So if you are not in their shoes, if you have not done what they have, then you literally have no right to talk and you have no reason to speak on what they're doing. And I mean, like, I even catch myself doing this. I will literally be staring at like my Instagram pictures for like hours before, or looking at my TikTok videos that I want to post, and like they'll all just be sitting there in my drafts because I'll be so afraid, or I'll just be like, eh, like they're not good enough, like they're not aesthetic enough, or whatever it is, and it's so much time wasted. I do think that one of the reasons why we are all so hesitant to post and put ourselves out there is because I literally feel like, which I don't know why, but every single time that you post or put yourself out there, you're gonna lose followers, right? There is always going to be people out there who judge you, who are going to criticize you or hate or unfollow you, but that should not stop you from going after what you want. Judgment and talk is always going to be there, right? We can't expect that to go away. We can't expect that to stop. That's just being unrealistic at that point. If we know that the judgment at some point is just going to be there, we need to find ways within ourselves that we can look past that judgment and still go after what we want. And that's just where we need to realize that if they are judging you, then they are beneath you. You will see that people who are your real friends, people who are equally successful, are not gonna judge you, right? They are gonna support you and they are gonna encourage you. Whereas people who are beneath you or people who are jealous or kind of envious, they are going to be judgmental. They are going to make you feel embarrassed and make you feel cringy and all of this, but let them, you know? Do not let that affect you. Do not let those external factors affect you. That's where, if you would not take advice from them, do not take their criticism either. And at the end of the day, if they are going to unfollow you or judge you, then they just were not for you. Especially within your personal pages, that is for yourself. That is for you trying to build a community centered around people who, you know, get you and are similar to you and support you and love you. And if they are judging you or if they are unfollowing you, then those are not your people and you should not even want those people around you. So if anything, you should be thankful that you honestly dodged a bullet. That's just where the rejection as redirection can come into play again with people too. Like, if they are going to be throwing that negative energy your way, revoke that shit. Like, you do not need that. You do not need to put up with it. It is fucking ridiculous that people even are gonna try to do that to you. Just be like, miss me with that bullshit and keep it pushing, right? Like, just keep your head down, keep moving. You know that you got your people, you know what you're on, and you know what you're standing on. So as long as you're doing that, you are going to get everything you want and then some. Because your people who are meant for you are going to be supporting you no matter what and throughout every single stage and chapter of your life too. So whatever you want to go after, whatever idea or business that you want to start or promote or market, those people who are meant for you are going to be your biggest supporters and be your biggest fans, right? So if you feel like people aren't supporting you, if you feel like people are judging you or making you feel embarrassed for going after something that you want, like, they are not for you at all. So if you find yourself being hesitant to post or put yourself out there because of what someone might say or think, literally screw them. Their opinion of you does not matter and should not place more value than your dreams and your goals. Because if someone is going to judge you for going after your goals and actually trying in this life, then that again just shows you that they are beneath you. That is just a reflection of themselves. That just shows that they are jealous, that they are insecure. So if they want to be that way, let them. But you can choose to be different. You can choose to still be confident and still go after what you want, because you know that you are going to find your people who actually appreciate it. Keep being you, keep doing you. If they are talking, let them. If anything, that should just tell you that you're doing something right, because you are giving them something to talk about, you are keeping them entertained, and that just shows that you're doing something with their life, and clearly they're so bored with their lives that they have nothing better to do than talk about you. So keep being a hustler, keep being motivated, keep being fearless, right? People are gonna talk no matter what you do. I literally promise you that. We can't expect people not to. It's just a part of human nature. It's part of society, but that's just where we can't allow what people are gonna say and the fear of what people are gonna say, the fear of being judged or the fear of being seen or perceived. We cannot let that be or get in the way of going after our dreams. We cannot let the fear of being seen or being judged by other people to get in the way of going after our dreams or putting ourselves out there. I promise you, the world wants to hear what you have to offer. The world wants to hear your ideas, your content. They want to see it. They want to see how unique you are. I promise you, there are so many people out there who are going to be able to relate to you and where you are going to be able to inspire others. You just have to find the courage to take that step forward to be that person, right? Because we all have it in us. That's the beauty of it, is we all have it in us to inspire the people around us. So keep being you, keep being a hustler, keep being an amazing, smart, independent, beautiful, sexy woman. I promise you, the right people are going to appreciate it, and they are not going to judge you for it either. I encourage you to go after your ideas, go after your dreams, put yourself out there. And if anything, next time that you get scared to post or put an idea or video out there, literally just imagine Simply Use community being your target audience and being the people who are going to see it, right? This is a judgment-free zone. Just know that whatever you post, Simply Use community is going to be right there backing you up 100%. I mean, that there's so much beauty in that too, because that's literally where we can find that power within ourselves and from each other to literally just tackle the world. Like, literally, that's whenever things just become unstoppable. So whenever things get scary, literally just imagine all of us being together right there next to each other. We'll get through it. I promise you, you're not alone, and people want to hear and see you. So this week, I want to challenge you all to post one thing that you all maybe have been gatekeeping or keep it in the drafts because you've been afraid to post it. I promise you, we want to see it. It's going to be amazing. You're beautiful. Just be confident in what you have to offer, because the world wants to see it, and it's so unique. That's what I want to leave you all with, is throughout this week, literally just post one thing, just because it's so fun to tap into each other's lives and just see a glimpse into how I feel like you see the world, right? Because we all see each other throughout our own lenses, but we're never able to see ourselves throughout like a different point of view, right? So that's just where being able to have that content and have those ideas, it can really be a reflection of how you view the world and what you want to put out into the world. So it's just so beautiful if you think about it that way, and if you use social media the right way too. And that's really what I want this platform to push and try to just start the conversation about social media, just because again, we can't ignore that social media is such a big factor and has such a big presence throughout our society and life right now. With that, I just think because it is so big, I think that we just need to find ways where we can utilize it the right way, where we can get the conversations and content that we are seeing and putting out there to be more authentic and more unique and just more inspiring, you know? And that's really what I want to encourage all of us to be able to do. The more platforms and content that we can get out there that is centered around authenticity and vulnerability, just creating a judgment-free zone, the more freeing and less pressure it is to post, right? Just because I don't want social media to feel scary. Like, it shouldn't feel scary. Social media should be fun. It should be like a digital diary, you know? So that's just where I think that the mindset just needs to shift a little bit, with not only with social media, but with how we're using it, what we're putting out there too. Just making sure that it is a reflection of your life in a way that you are going to be proud of, where you can build a community, where you are exuding confidence, where you're giving confidence to other people, and most importantly, where you are just supporting one another. I promise you, Simply You is here to do that for you. God knows, I know that it can be scary. Just take it day by day. If you can only get one post out a week, one post out a day, that is enough, and I'm so proud of you. I just hope that one day we can just create more of a comfortable environment on social media where it's just not as scary, where it's not as intimidating to post on Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok, YouTube, you know, and just have it be more authentic. Thank you all so much for tuning in and just creating this judgment-free zone. There's truly nothing I love more than a judgment-free zone and just to be freely yourself. So I'm so glad that we get to create this space together. I hope you all have a phenomenal week. Go kill it. Stay true to that challenge, and I cannot wait to talk with y'all next Sunday. Thank y'all again, and I will see y'all next week on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham.